This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of you had called in a while back. You were having some issues with staying awake, you know, some fatigue issues. And so I said, look, you got to go to your medical provider. You know, you got to get some blood tests. You got to let them examine you, talk to them, and figure it out. You know, maybe be evaluated for sleep apnea, get a sleep study done, get your thyroid checked. You know, a lot of us are dealing with fatigue. Get your blood count checked. We talked about thyroid. Look at your diet. Look at, you know, maybe are there issues where you really don't like what you do? So when you're not that motivated, you don't really don't get excited about things. Yeah, and you know, maybe there could be an element of depression. You know, get your basic screens. And so he writes back. His name is Uri. And this was his email back after he saw the doctor or medical provider. He said, let me describe how my doctor visit went. Now, I got to read this slow because there's a lot of cuss words in it. Okay, I do not want to read this verbatim. Okay, I have to edit as I go. He goes, waiting in waiting room for close to 2 hours. Nurse took me back chewing gum and couldn't take a blood pressure worth blank. After 20 minutes in the blood pressure chair, I'm taken to the exam room. Okay, so you see what he's saying. He's saying he went to the medical provider. He was in the waiting room for 2 hours. Then I guess the nurse that was doing his vitals had him in the vital chair for about 20 minutes, and he didn't like the way she took her blood pressure. He said he sat for another hour in the exam room. A lady walks in, goes to the computer, asks me what's wrong. I say, I'm tired. She looks at me, and she wants to run labs and walks out. Another lady walks in and says, time to go. And she will give me a lab slip. He says, I asked, when do I see the doctor? And she said, you did. She was the nurse practitioner. I had to pay a $40 copay on my way, a $50 copay on my way out. This is what... And he goes on, and I'm sorry, it's pretty ugly. I can't. Okay, so I think this is an extreme case. Okay, I know a lot of nurse practitioners, physician assistants, doctors that will take the time to see you, but unfortunately, I don't think this is the only time a medical provider, doctors included, have done this to somebody. Where you're in the waiting room for a couple hours, there's a new nurse who's maybe fumbling around. And you know, sometimes there's, you know, you have nurses that have been around for 30, 40 years that they could tell you your blood pressure without even using a blood pressure cuff. I mean, these women rock. The people rock, boys and girls. But you know, you will have some new people hired, and yeah, they will fumble around. I've seen it. They fumble. Then you're in the exam room and you wait another hour. So 3 hours and 20 minutes just to get less than a minute with the medical provider. It's sad. This is not health care. This is sad. This is why I've been so frustrated with Obamacare, because, you know, Uri got insurance. But how is this, you know, being taken care of? You know, I wrote in my article a while back how just because you have an insurance card doesn't mean you're getting health care. And if this is what that Obamacare bottom, now, prior to Obamacare, you still had very, you know, long waits in the waiting room. This could have even happened back in 2006. Okay, so this isn't all Obamacare. The problem is the reason why I'm making a big issue about it is back then, you might have spent $300-$400 a month for insurance. Now you're spending $1,200 a month. So $1,200 a month for this? Okay, that's bull crap. Nurse, chewing gum, not good. I talk to the medical students a lot about chewing gum. I'm a big gum chewer. And the reason why is I don't want anybody to smell what I had for lunch. And I'm less worried about what my breath smells like if I'm chewing gum. And I've been a big gum chewer. I'm teaching the medical students, don't do that. Use one of those mints that self-dissolves. This way you could do that, feel comfortable, etc. But gum chewing really in a medical office, no. I understand. Now, again, I would rather see gum chewing than smell bad breath. But, yeah, you know, not. But, you know, walking in, looking at somebody who's tired, saying you need labs, are we that distrustful of what a physical exam does? I'm getting told this all the time, and let me know if these are similar experiences. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. You go in for a physical, and nobody puts a stethoscope on you. Nobody uses a tongue depressor to look deep into your mouth and look around the tongue. Nobody looks into your ears. Nobody offers a prostate check or a pap smear. You know, that's very frustrating to me. Where we're like, you know what, the labs will tell it all. No, it won't. You know, there's something called lesser trillet that I teach the medical students about. Where if you lift up the shirt, and they really should have their shirt off, but nowadays people, even with telemedicine now, you can't, you know, see the patient. And if they on their back have those big brown and black moles, okay? Now those are seborrheic keratoses. We talk about those. They seem to violate every law of skin cancer. They're big. They look crusty. They're round. They're a little irregular, but they're seborrheic keratoses, okay? When you see them look smeared, where it looks like somebody took their thumb on the nice round mole and smeared it down the back. Anybody that has a smeared looking mole down the back and multiple of them, that could mean there's GI malignancy. That could mean that that person could have cancer within the GI tract. It's very fascinating how there's a lot of dermatological manifestations of internal malignancy where your skin will look different. Your moles will start having a different pattern. I don't know what causes that, but, you know, you got to look at the patient. What if one of them is a melanoma? You got to look at the patient. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. 9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very, very interesting. I watch very closely what's going on with the NHS in England. And the reason why is, proponents of Obamacare or lack of conservative approach to how we deal with health care is really signaling a move towards a socialized medicine state. And many people cite that it works fine in Europe, it works fine in Canada, so it'll be fine here. And I'm trying to educate myself on all the pros and cons because I really foresee our system going socialized. I hope it doesn't, but it's going to happen. If that's what the majority of the people want, that's how they're going to vote. And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, her Hillary Care will probably be a single-payer option. And it'll probably be a socialized medicine. Once she gets it socialized, once she makes that happen, it's going to be there forever. Just like this Obamacare, it's going to take years to reverse. So what are some things coming out of, you know, England. Well, they say three-quarters of maternity wards have no consultant at the hospital overnight. We've been talking about how many of their junior doctors or residents have been striking. We've been talking about how their A&Es, which are their emergency rooms, have had to ask people to not come unless it's really, really serious. There's been many concerns about lack of pay, lack of coverage. So now this comes from the maternity sector part of it. They say, according to Daily Mail, 3 in 4 labor wards have no consultants overnight. There was a major audit published that reveals almost half of hospitals lack senior specialists on weekends. And just 2 out of 165 maternity units had a consultant present around the clock. Just 2. Of the 165 maternity units had a consultant present. This is according to the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They say mothers-to-be are left instead in the hands of quote-unquote overstretched midwives and inexperienced and often exhausted junior doctors. Although consultants are on call from home, they can live up to 30 minutes away and staff summon them only in emergencies. They say more than half of births take place, though, after hours. And research shows that babies born then are a third more likely to die or suffer serious complications. The Royal College obtained the figures from 165 National Health Service maternity units, 82% of the total. And they show that just over 73% had no consultants on a weekday overnight shift, which is basically 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Another 43% said none were on site at weekends. 89% said consultants were not present for evening shifts at weekends. Heart of England NHS Trust in Birmingham and Central Manchester University were the only centers with consultants day and night all week. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, in America, they don't have doctors on standby there. Not true. Okay? If you are anticipating a regular vaginal delivery with somebody coming into labor, okay, and you think everything is going to go as planned, okay, with your one patient, and you, that's the only patient you are expecting, that's the only patient you are responsible for, yes, many doctors will say, call me when she gets to the hospital, okay? And that's the way a lot of doctors do it. But when you are manning, or you are in charge of that maternity ward, and somebody comes in with a ruptured placenta, or they come in with a baby in distress, you have seconds. And usually, in America, we have somebody there. So is it like that at all the hospitals? I don't know. But when I was in training, yes, there was somebody there at all times. Now, he might have been asleep, but he was on the floor in a call room. So, it's very frustrating to see something like this. Now, America could still have the same problem in many unfortunate cities where there's just not enough doctors. You know, I told you, when I was doing ER in Lake Havasu, this was years ago, there were no obstetricians on call one weekend for the whole city. So they said, Dahlia, you got this because you could deliver babies and stuff. I go, whoa, I could deliver babies, but I can't perform emergency hysterectomies. And the hospital administrator at the time, or somebody from the hospital administration, said, we don't need you to perform emergency hysterectomies. Okay, did you hear what I said? We just need you to deliver babies. And you don't understand. If something goes to C-section and something goes wrong, or that woman has a uterine rupture, I need to be able to perform I don't know how to perform emergency hysterectomies. I cannot be you have got to bring somebody in from another city to at least be there this weekend. I'll deliver the babies, but they have got to be there in case something goes wrong and the poop hits the fan. So it does happen. It does happen rarely, but this sounds like this is a pretty common thing. So the Royal College issued recommendation 2019 that maternity units should work towards having consultants present around the clock. This would improve the care of women and the training of junior staff, according to the guidelines. So I know some of you are probably listening to this going, Dahlia, people have given birth for years, decades, centuries, in caveman days without the help of a doctor. Babies would die in childbirth. Moms would die in childbirth. That was a reality back then. So, yes, you do need people. And we also have complicated mothers. Okay, we're not 14 years old giving birth. I got to tell you, some of the easiest deliveries, but the most shocking to me, were these young kids. Remember I told you I heard of a kid scream, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy." And I could see on the monitor, I just started my shift. I had seen on the, or I just gotten to the floor. I was probably there for hours already. So I just gotten to the floor, and I was looking, and I was like, okay, you know what? This mom is contracting. Let's get that kid out of there, because I got to deliver the mom. And I grab a nurse with me, and I go, let's do this. I walk in there. Mom is sitting next to the bed looking worried, and the patient is the baby girl holding a teddy bear going, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy." I'm like, are you kidding me? How old is she? 11 years old. Wasn't a rape case or whatever. No, just, and you're like, are you kidding me? They're babies. But that delivery went fast. That delivery went, I mean, I was 28 with my first kid, and I was in labor for 5 days. She goes into labor that day, baby comes out fine, etc. Looks like mom or grandma's taking care of baby, but, you know, the younger they are, these babies, 11? I'm like, are you kidding me? So, she got pregnant when she was 11. I think she was just about to turn 12. Scary stuff. Never thought I would see that. Holding a teddy bear. But baby came out fast, baby came out fine. So nowadays, we're not delivering 13, 14, 15-year-old girls with kids. We're delivering 30-year-olds, 32-year-olds. The body's more complex. The baby has undergone more stress. Many of these kids, especially in hospitals, you know, moms might not have, you know, stuck to the no alcohol, no drug, no smoking rule. What smoking does to a baby, a preterm delivery, you got to have all hands on deck for these preterm babies coming out with NICU, et cetera. So it's a shame. You know, now another piece of news that is coming out that we're seeing in Europe that is also going to probably be extending to here is chemotherapy should be held off for dying cancer patients. Now, some of you will say, yep, that makes sense. If somebody's dying, why give them chemotherapy? Let them die. I get that. But where I get nervous is who makes the decision that they're dying? Well, if the cancer spread to the brain. All right. Well, let's say that. If the cancer spread to the brain. Okay. Who in America had cancer that spread to the brain, that got treatment, and is alive and well and doing fine? Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter. So are we going to want to use that guideline? Are we going to want to use that? Well, you know what? If a cancer spread to the brain, they're dying. Now, somebody like Dahlia, you know what they're talking about. They're talking about somebody who's frail, somebody who's... We don't give chemotherapy to somebody that... Somebody in hospice, we don't. We're already not doing that. So what's new here? What's new is if they in England, okay, and in Europe, and then later in America, say no treatment to somebody quote-unquote dying, a insurance company could take its sweet old time going, you need to prove to me that they're not dying before we approve this chemotherapy treatment. Don't go away. We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Rebel, rebel.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We are talking about how in Europe, they are already, or in England, there are guidelines from the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges saying doctors should think twice about giving chemotherapy to dying cancer patients. And the reason why this is so important to talk about is because the average medical facility does not take somebody who's frail, that can't take care of themselves, whose metastatic cancer has already, metastasized to multiple places on the body, where they can't basically take care of themselves. Most of the time, medical facilities or families or doctors, medical providers, etc., recommend, let's just do supportive, more hospice-type measures. So what are they then bringing up? And some of you are saying, well, God, you know, look, this is Europe. This is England. This has nothing to do with us. This has everything to do with us. No matter who's going to become president, Obamacare is going to go away. Right? And to many of our, a relief. However, the healthcare system is such that the money cannot sustain it. And as we have our baby boomers aging, and as we're living longer, and as we are overcoming the heart attacks with all the statin medications and taking our aspirin and keeping our blood pressure down and working on low-fat diets, etc., we are going to be dealing with more and more cancer. So the chemotherapy issue is going to come into play more and more, and chemotherapy is very expensive. So if, let's say, Hillary becomes president, and she's like, look, okay, we're going to have to move to single payer, we're going to have to make this more socialized, what does that mean for you and I if we end up having metastatic cancer? Now, as we discussed in the previous segment, if I ask you what is the definition of a dying cancer patient, that does not include somebody that is ready for end-stage hospice, let's say. Okay? If let's say they're not, because this wouldn't even be a topic. So obviously they're not discussing those that are, because nobody's giving them chemotherapy. So if what would be the definition, as we discussed in the previous segment, well, it's somebody who got a primary cancer and that cancer has spread. But if it spread to the brain, if it spread to the lungs, that's pretty bad. If it spread to the liver, that's pretty bad. Okay? So you would say that is a dying cancer patient. Yeah, if the cancer spread to the liver, to the brain, the lungs, yeah, that's pretty bad. Well, like I told you, Jimmy Carter had unfortunately, you know, cancer to the brain. And his treatment cured him, he says. Michael Douglas had, from what we understand, stage 4 throat cancer. His treatment cured him. Stage 4 cancer that has metastasized, in many cases, can still be treated. So who is going to make the definition of dying? Well, Dahlia, they can define it all they want. I'm gonna make sure I still get treated. I'm gonna tell the doctor that I want treatment. You can tell the doctor whatever you want. But what if insurance companies start looking at these studies saying, guys, sorry, but you're dying. But no, I'm doing better than Jimmy Carter was. Jimmy Carter was in his 80s. I'm doing better. Look. Look at me. You know, I'm young. Nope. You are technically a dying cancer patient. But I want to fight this. This is where it gets scary. And when insurance companies, or if it's later going to be a government-run insurance, you're not going to have a say. I don't want to panic you all, but this is why the discussion of Obamacare is such a big deal for many of us. Okay? This is exactly why. I mean, I'm not saying this because I want to put Trump into the presidency. Okay? I mean, I think Trump is as big a jerk as anybody else. But, you know, when you take a look at what is at stake and what we're looking at, okay, in terms of, you know, who is going to be making the decisions, I am very scared about what Hillary is going to do from a healthcare perspective. What we have now is crap. This is ridiculous what we have now with Obamacare. But once you get the government in play and the government decides what treatment you get, we are going to be miserable. Why do you think so many people flood to America to buy treatments? Now, what is your only recourse? Your only recourse is to make sure you have the cash. If we go socialized, if we go single payer, if we go Medicare or Medicaid for all, the only thing you will be able to do is take your own money and go somewhere else. Or find providers that say, look, I'm not taking the insurance. Now, luckily, there are a lot of places out there that will allow concierge medicine, cash, etc. But there's one little trick that could be up the government's sleeve. Remember years ago when Obamacare started, there were a couple states discussing, and I don't know if they went through with it, they were discussing how their state boards are so frustrated with doctors not taking Medicare or Medicaid, causing this lack of availability. Because a lot of doctors are like, well, tell me that. I'll just do a cash practice. I'm not going to take the government insurance, so I won't take Medicare. I won't take Medicaid anymore. And a lot of doctors did that. If it gets to the point that a state or a country who is relying on now the single-payer government insurance, if they do not have enough medical providers,
One trick up their sleeve is to mandate if you want to be licensed, you got to take Medicare or Medicaid. We won't license you unless you are, I mean, you know, we don't license people that just open up a cash practice. Then what's going to happen? So doctors themselves are like, so they're going to force me to be overworked, not get paid when I'm supposed to get paid. You're going to see even more of an exodus of medical providers. If you have more of an exodus of medical providers, they are going to deputize the pharmacists. And I love the pharmacists. I mean, they know a lot. But they are going to deputize pharmacists, nurses, psychologists, as we've already seen, to start prescribing medications and start prescribing treatment. Okay? Will they be performing surgery later? I don't know. So, you know, the idea of I'm just going to go elsewhere, I'm just going to purchase, you know, you may not be able to. If states demand that doctors take the Medicare, Medicaid, and by the way, when you are a Medicare, Medicaid provider, and you have a Medicare, Medicaid patient, you're not allowed to charge them cash. So, except for their deductibles, or whatever the government says you could charge them. So you will not be able to tell the doctor, look, get me the chemotherapy. Here's the money for the chemotherapy treatment. Go ahead and tell the... They won't have any control. If you can't find a doctor that will take cash, you're going to have to go out of the country. So this is very, very scary stuff. And again, I'm not trying to be a... I'm not trying to, you know, cause panic. But this is why doctors like me are really freaked out about what's happening to healthcare. Okay? We are. So Trump does not make it sound like he's going to try to do a government-run health insurance. So I'm relieved by that. So I think he's the better choice when it comes to health care. But we are going to be triaged. There's going to be priority. Yet we will not get the Jimmy Carter treatment. We won't be 80 years old getting some of the fanciest new medications out there. These fancy new medications are expensive. And then what if we do have a Medicare, Medicaid-run system where, no, we're not going to be paying for the fancy medicines, all generics. Then what are pharmaceutical companies supposed to do, as we already see now? You know how you hear, you know, we really don't have a lot more antibiotics that can handle this super gonorrhea. We don't have a lot of antibiotics, new antibiotics, to handle the superbugs coming around the bend. Well, why don't we? What's going on with the pharmaceutical companies? Well, why should they spend millions upon millions and millions of dollars and years of research for something that an insurance company is not going to cover, that the average person can't buy? So we're already going to start seeing less research and development. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
DocDali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have medical headlines usually every day for you on my website or my blog at drdahlia.wordpress. I would just go to my website at drdahlia.com. It's a heck of a lot easier to find the stuff. And I know it's just, you know, you got your Twitter, you got your Facebook, you got your Instagram, you got your, I don't know what the heck anymore. To me, it's just too much. But anyway, for those of you that want daily updates, go to my website at drdahlia.com, and you'll see all my Twitter, blog, and Facebook feeds. Speaking of Twitter, they're cutting the workforce by 9%. They say Twitter announced Thursday it'll cut 9% of its global workforce. They've announced another quarter of slower growth in revenues and users. They're still making money. but slower growth. In a statement announcing third quarter financial results, Twitter says the restructuring will focus on reorganizing sales, partnership, and marketing efforts. They say we see a significant opportunity to increase growth as we continue to improve the core service. No, I know there's been rumors saying Disney is going to buy them out, or so far they're saying no. Twitter right now has 3,800 people worldwide. 3,800. You think it would be bigger than that? But 3,800 still, you know, God bless them for hiring people. I think that's great. They have to fire, though, about 350. So 350 people are going to be losing their jobs. For the quarter, Twitter reported third quarter revenue of $615 million, beating estimates of $605.5 million. It's the smallest revenue gain since going public and the ninth straight quarter of declining growth. I know the sister of the gentleman that started it. I remember when she was first talking to us about it. She was like, guys, you're going to see Twitter. Make sure you connect to it. I'm like, absolutely. We'll support whatever. Who knew? Anyway, I guess Twitter's also getting rid of Vine. Vine was this app. It's a short-form video app that I guess you're able to make very small videos of yourself. I bought the app. I think it was like a buck, but I never really did. It's like these six-second clips. They become very popular for sports highlights, visual effects, comedy. But for some reason, it never became the destination that Twitter hoped for. So its co-founders gradually quit, and Twitter, I guess, is going to get rid of that. So that's just some interesting economy news. We'll get you guys posted more, or get you more information as we get. That was like the biggest big economy news today. I talk about sports. Okay, what, the Cubs and the Indians are tied. I talk about sports too with the World Series. Okay, I talk about stuff. Doctors have little guidance on what to do with racist patients. Very interesting. A resident had something happened similar to me where the person said, I don't want a Jewish doctor. And they're like, look, I'm not Jewish. I'm married to somebody Jewish, but I'm not Jewish. Patient's like, all right, that's okay. Resident told their attending, and the attending's like, really? You guys don't, is anybody teaching you on what to do with racism? Apparently, one 2011 survey of 377 medical school graduates found that 35% of them had experienced intimidation, harassment, discrimination from patients, and that it was primarily based on race, gender, and culture. One thing that I wish they prepared us for is what to do when you're grabbed and groped. I had patients grab and grope me in the ER, and I mean, luckily I knew how to block them. You know, my father had been in the Army, and back then they learned judo. So I had known how to do some blocks, etc. But the one thing I think we do need to, you know, teach is, you know, how to, you know, prevent from being assaulted by patients. We really need to, especially since many of us are surrounded by staff that are, you know, young female staff that may not, be able to protect us. You know, I seriously think we need guards in doctor's offices. Seen many of my friends get shot. That's something that also I think is very under-checked. Tanya Battle was a black nurse who sued her hospital in Flint, Michigan because she was barred for caring for a white baby in the neonatal intensive care unit when the hospital enforced this ban. When the baby father, who had a swastika tattoo, said he didn't want her taking care of the baby. I don't know what the hospital does in that case. When you have a parent demand threatening to sue you if somebody touches their child, yet the staff can sue you for separating them from that harassment and that discriminatory request, I don't know what you do, damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I mean, because, you know, that patient would have sued the hospital if the nurse did take care of the baby, which is really sad because these nurses are awesome. So Dr. Whitgob asked 13 colleagues at Stanford who remained anonymous to share how they would respond to discrimination. Based on a few real-life case studies, including her own intern's experience, she summarized the senior doctor's answers into four basic guidelines that she hopes will become standard procedure in hospitals and medical schools. They say, one, ignore comments during an emergency. If a medical matter is urgent or if it's an actual emergency, simply ignore or respond to the discriminatory remarks rather than indulge in the patient's request for a staff change. It's an urgent versus routine thing. If we're just doing a routine checkup, it's one thing. If you're here to deliver a baby or the baby urgently needs attention, I'm the only person to provide the care, then there's not a lot of choice in the matter. Next, they suggest focus on the shared goal of treatment. Every doctor agreed that it was important to redirect patients so that they focused on the shared goal of treatment. But doctors split. Some suggested try reasoning with the patient or empathizing with their anxieties. Others suggested zero tolerance for discriminatory views. Yeah, when I took care of skinheads, you know, in the ER, I was like, I'm like, look, I'm saving your life. Shut up. That's what I said. And I did. I saved a life. I mean, I mean, if we're putting our biases aside, I don't like skinheads. Then you're going to have to also. They'll say depersonalize the event. Well, it's difficult to do. After the event, residents should find a way to relieve their own emotions about the discrimination and reframe it as the patient's problem. Support from supervisors may also be key to help them. And then hospitals need to demonstrate support. It's important that hospital administrations demonstrate to medical staff that they are valued members of the team and that any kind of mistreatment will not be tolerated. They must acknowledge instances of discrimination and mistreatment and support medical trainees' decisions on how to move forward with care. More importantly, what hospitals need to do is already have their legal staff come up with the protocol on how to handle that. Because this is, as we see more race relations start to break up and start to fall, we may have more bigotry type requests, depending on how this election goes, or vice versa. I don't want Jews, I don't want Muslims, I don't want blacks, I don't want Hispanics, I don't want, you know, there's always racism, no matter how far we progress. All right. And, you know, like, for example, if there is, let's say, unfortunately, a case where a hospital staff worker, let's say, is of a certain ethnicity, and that hospital staff worker shoots up a bunch of patients, that next week, patients are readmitted to the hospital, and they say, I don't want to be on any floor where that person of that ethnicity shot up. I want to be on a safer floor. Do hospitals have something in place? I mean, it's not going to be as simple as this one guy that said, I don't want anybody who's black or Jewish or whatever. It's going to be more complex where, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. And the reason why this isn't that cut and dry is because I can't tell you how many times patients say, I don't want a woman. I don't want a woman doctor. I want a male. And we appease to that. We go, fine, you want a male, that's fine. Or look, women. Women go to the doctor saying, I only want a woman. So we tell the man, you're a man. You can't see this patient. We have to have a female provider. This happens all the time. When I was in residency, I was the only girl in my residency class. There were three guys. And so many of the patients only wanted female that I ended up having, you know, most of the OB, and the guys weren't getting the OB patients. And I'm like, come on. You know, we got to make this more fair. Because I mean, you could only take care of so many pregnant patients on your service. So, you know, if we have something in place when somebody wants a female or a male, and they'll sue the hospital if they can't get that female or male, we need to figure out how to handle when they have some stupid racist comment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.